talking with both Gerald Easterling and Tom Untermeyer, both from Texas, is with the Natural Shrimp Firm. It was about over 6 months ago we had a little tour of this place, but I thought we can get kind of an update on where things stand here about this plant. Tell us what's going on.
So, thank you, Pat. And I'm Gerald Easterling. I'm the CEO of the company, and Tom is the chief technical officer of the company. And Tom is overseeing all the redesign and the development of all of our new technology. And our technology allows us to do things no one else can do. And he can talk more about technology. He's a lot better at it than I am. But the point is where we are right now, we're probably about 2 or 3 months or 4 months behind schedule because of COVID and things happening, vendor supplies. But we really got a great new design. We've shown Pat some really neat shrimp up there, some big shrimp. And we're growing them in a combined recirculating system in pretty high density that people will be excited to see. Not only that will be the retail markets and also the food wholesalers, but also the consumers. They're going to get a high quality, really locally grown shrimp.
And let's talk with Tom for just a moment and get you, I'll get over here. From your end, what's been going on?
Right, so as you said earlier, we started back in January, but we were able to do some retrofit and get actually shrimp stocked here pretty quick so we can test out the system. So we did that actually back in March where we stocked our first shrimp. And then we've been testing out the system. The key to the whole thing, as Gerald mentioned, is the filtration piece. We've been able to retrofit the tanks at both Blairsburg with the nursery and then also at Webster City with the grow-out tanks with our new our patented filtration technology. And it's been working really well. We've been showing that it's working here. And as you saw earlier, Pat, we showed you how the shrimp are growing, and they're growing really well. They're looking really good. And so we're happy with the retrofit. Now we just need to expand to the rest of the facility at both Blairsburg and Webster City and ramp everything up.
And where do we stand on having this all completed at this point?
Well, we'll be looking at the fourth quarter that we want to have production going here and then further into next year also. The whole facility doesn't have to be done before we're able to actually harvest shrimp. And because we're stocking we'll be harvesting on a weekly basis, and so that way the last tanks don't have to be done completely before we start harvesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an exciting period here in Webster City, and I think once this is all done, gentlemen, I think it's going to put Webster City on the map for this shrimp program.
Well, we're very fortunate to be here. We've had great support from the city of Webster City, we're doing a lot of different things here. I know it's unique. The past people that were here had some success, but they also failed. And we're not going to be ones that fail. We're fortunate to get an excellent buy on the facility, as most people know. But more than that, we got people here. We got really high quality staff that are more than employees. They're our partners in Webster City. We're excited about that, and we're continue hiring people. Virtually every week we're looking for new employees as we expand. And as Tom said, the old retrofit of the building takes about 12 months to 18 months, depending on what it is. But as we move through this, 12 months from now, hopefully we'll be real close to having this whole building changed over into the new system. But we'll be harvesting way before that. And so it's a unique opportunity for local. We'll have some local sales here we'll offer to the local people. And, who knows? We may be even in Hy-Vee one of these days.
Or maybe Fairway.
Air Fairway.
And Fairway, too, both these major store companies in Iowa.
Yeah,
but I want
yeah.
to give kudos, as I told you off air, about what you're doing in Webster City. This is going to be a big smash, I would think.
Yeah, it is. And we're bringing up some of the old employees, and Marco Vandenberg, which was sales for, and a great guy. He's going to position himself out of Webster City more now to help make sure the retrofit is on pace that we need it to be done. And, we're exciting. Everybody says, he lives in Spain, but he's working for us here in the U.S., which is nice, but he's a really sharp young man. We're glad to have staff. And we just recently opened our new big corporate offices in Dallas. and we're expanding people there. So as a company, it's a great time to be a shrimper, natural shrimp employee.
Gentlemen, thanks so very much.